The news in brief on Press TV. Russia has launched fresh attacks on Daesh Takfiri terrorists in Syria, with warships firing a barrage of missiles at 11 positions. Russia says its fleet in the Caspian Sea carried out the late Wednesday operation. The attacks destroyed the Takfiri group's infrastructure across the country. NATO says it's prepared to defend all its allies, including Turkey, against all threats. NATO Secretary-General Jens Stoltenberg says the Western military alliance is set to send troops to Turkey. He also expressed concern over Russia's air and cruise missile strikes on Syria. Under the cover of intensified Russian airstrikes, Syrian troops have begun massive ground operations in the West. Chief of the Army General Staff Ali Abdullah Ayyub says popular committees have been organized to accompany the Syrian army in its fight against Takfiri terrorists. Russian jets have also pounded Daesh positions near Aleppo. Yemeni sources say at least 160 Saudi-led forces are killed and hundreds more wounded in 2 days of fighting with Yemen's Ansarullah fighters and allied army units in the central Marib province. The sources say Saudi warplanes carried out heavy attacks on the region using phosphorus bombs to compensate for the losses. At least 5 people, including 2 children, have been killed in the latest Saudi airstrikes on Yemen. Saudi warplanes bombarded the provinces of Sa'da and Taiz. Earlier, Saudi warplanes bombed a wedding ceremony in Damar province, which left 23 people dead and dozens more injured. A prominent rights group is calling on Bahrain to immediately release 2 main opposition leaders. Human Rights Watch says the imprisonment of Sheikh Ali Salman and Ibrahim Sharif is unjust, baseless, and in breach of international standards. Both leaders are jailed on charges of attempting to overthrow the regime. They both deny the charges. Israeli Premier Benjamin Netanyahu issues an order banning ministers and Knesset members from entering the Al-Aqsa Mosque compound in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. The move is aimed at reducing days of tensions. Different parts of the occupied West Bank have been the scene of deadly clashes since Saturday. Doctors Without Borders urges Kabul to launch a probe into a deadly US airstrike on its hospital in the northern city of Kunduz. The MSF says the air raid violated international humanitarian law and that it was in fact an attack on the Geneva Conventions, which bans attacks on hospitals.